Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mr. Sycamore's place. 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 I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Come on. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place.
Hello, Internet world. It's your man, Mr. Sycamore. The man you all love that loves you back. It's Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's place. I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. You know, fam, we ain't going to waste no time. We only got a 30-minute program today. It's not the two-hour program that we normally have. We only have 30 minutes, so we're going to get right into it. But before we do, I must. There's one thing that I have to keep a must, and that's reading you all today's Bible verse, which comes from Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, and it's the fourth verse. And it reads as such: do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. That was today's Bible verse. Now, we're going to have a discussion panel as usual. Like I said, it's going to only be 30 minutes. I have in Kevin Blair. Kevin Blair, are you here today?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
All right. How are we doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. And Miss Maria Rory, are you on deck?
I'm on deck. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. And yourself?
Pretty good.
All right, like I stated, we only have 30 minutes, and you know we can blow by that real quickly. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, as I said, today is 11-8-2016. It is voting time in America. A lot of people are confident, a lot of people are on pins and needles about today's election, and I know a whole lot of people praying, and I'm one, that Donald Trump don't become our nation's leader. But I want to get you guys' input on it and talk about where you think the nation is going to go if he, by chance, gets the presidency. Ladies first, Maria, let us know what's on your mind as far. First off, let me find out from both of y'all, did you vote either today or early?
No.
KB, did you vote?
No.
You didn't. Okay, Miss Rory, did you vote?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
But prayerfully.
All right. Well, before we get into it, KB, is it a reason why you didn't vote, or is that something you don't want to get into?
I've never voted. I've been registered to vote since I was 18 years old. I've just never been into the politics.
I think I might have registered with you that exact same day. City Hall, Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't no thing. All right. Well, Miss Rory, let us know what's on your mind as far as you don't have to tell us who you voted for. That's all up to you. But let us know what's on your mind as far as.
well, you know, I go back into, you know what? I'm just shoot it up like this. You know, it's hard for us as black people to really know what our true heritage is, and you know, after being stereo, you know, just groomed to do certain things, and then you realize as you get older, you read and your knowledge, you know, and you know, we have, as I would say, black people have have now gotten more knowledge about our ancestors and visuals and more educational understanding, you know, because we found out about the Crums and the Indians, and they very seldom talked about slavery, you know. And so, and these ain't, this, I'm talking about like 60 years now. This is like telling your daddy he don't exist. Mm-hmm. What he went through don't matter. You see what I'm saying? It ain't like you talking about it's your great-great-granddaddy. No, we ain't talking about this when it comes to voting. See, that's why I kind of, you know, it kind of touched a nerve, because I know we see the beatdowns and the ability to tell us how we can live just based on knowing that we don't vote, then they can have it their way. And the truth of the matter is, you know, it's so poignant now that it's almost like giving me an instant high. And it can be a high of nausea or spirituality, you know what I mean? And everybody have the right to do what they want to do. But when we seriously talking about, or am I sucking in the generation that's before me? Am I being truthful to myself? And then I guess I'll have to leave it like that. How about that? So then okay. I'm not judging people. I'm judging what my blood and what my party and my space means to me. And sometimes I kind of, you know, kind of get me sideways when I hear somebody say, well, you know, I got to vote, but I ain't going to vote. I'm not in that politics. I mean, don't get me wrong. KB ain't the only one. You know, I got Jehovah's Witnesses in my family, pimping. I mean, on everything. Out of 9 siblings, I got half Jehovah's Witnesses. And I ain't trying to call them out like that, but you know what that mean, right? So, you know, I've been on like, whew, you know, that's some pressure listening that a man say to you got a man that's supposed to be on your side, understanding where you coming from. He look at you and he say, wait, hold on. You talking about atomic bombs. Ain't no America trying to hear about that. And you talking, well, why they make them then? But then less than a week before election, you going to get shoved off the stage because you heard the word gun, and it wasn't even a gun now. But why they make them then? And since you wouldn't know represent, you see, it's that kind of stuff.
To me, that, and I could be wrong, what, touching on what you said as far as the bomb, and well, why do we make them?
That's what
that
Trump
right
said
there
to this
is
man.
Scary. Exactly, in an
That's
interview.
What I'm saying.
And that right there is scary. But as far as the when they shoved him off stage, I really do think that was a publicity stunt.
But listen, when he think he's setting somebody up for the okie doke, so you can jump into the old genres or who you think, and because he already know how to. People want to be premeditated and want to have a problem. You see, that's the analogy. That's why Trump's so smart. He play on people's emotions, not necessarily whether you right or wrong. He don't care. And that was a publicity stunt, but at the end of the day, you go back to everything that man said. And remember when he said, man, don't talk about no bomb. Ain't nobody trying to hear about no bomb. Then why they make them then? But then somebody holler gun, you lying. Why they make them
then?
And my thing is, that goes back to that makes sense to him when it sounds good. But then I know what consequences, and I know what my generation or the people that I inspired and understood where they came from, so that I kind of know where I'm at, you know what I mean? That I realize they strife of not being able to vote and being shoved out and told them, oh, you can't read this and you can't, you know, at one point they told black people that they had to do those same things, those questions that non-Americans have to ask to know, because you know they have to do like a questionnaire and everything. I mean, it makes no sense to me, because if you're going to give immigrants a list of stuff that they need to know, how about letting Americans know that we need to know it? I mean, half of this stuff on there, I would not pass the test. And look, I'm not a dummy. Don't let me get it. Don't get it twisted now. I promise you on that, and I cannot answer probably 50% of those same questions they expect the immigrant to understand. And so it's just saying to Kevin is when and say, well, you know, I ain't never been like that, and this is some parts of my life I guess I ain't going to never be like that. And so that's what my understanding is with that. But when it comes to talking about the blood, the generation, the true foundation, then if I'm seeking back to where I come from, I just remember some of my aunties and my grandmama talking about, you know, what they didn't want, and I mean, they called them by king names back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? You got Georgia. You know, you trying to figure out who Georgia is, because you trying to pick up, because you know you couldn't get in grown folks business now, but you had to pick it up enough to put it in you, to know it's something in you that got to kind of move on what that generation has. And that's just it. I'm not Asian. I'm not from Africa when it comes to memory, and but the DNA going to say I'm from everywhere. At the end of the day, I guarantee you that. That's why I laugh at Ancestry.com. We don't went over there and hurt our own cousins. I mean, stuff like that we need to process. When it comes to voting, we can eliminate some of that stupid. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, KB.
I'm a citizen of this country, kind of, sort of, but I'm a citizen of a different country, you know, and I'm not talking about a physical country. We're passing through this place.
I agree with you, and I am too.
The clock is going to still strike. People are going to still do what they do. Things are going to still. The cycle is going to continue. You're going to see good. You're going to see bad. You're going to see ugly. You're going to see good. You're going to see bad. You're going to see ugly. Voting in politics has just never been me. Even though I was a senior class president, that was a popularity thing. It's never been me. I've never been into it. I've never have. It's just, you know.
And you know what?
I can
understand where you're coming from, and I would say to you, I probably wasn't really, well, you know, we was in the 10th grade when a lot of this here new generations was able to go up to the high school, like you did your little poll vote, so you can get your mind right, knowing that that's something you have to do. That's part of our era, whether we know it, you know, we know it. That's point blank.
It is
the beginning of it. Knowing now, you know. It just goes back to after going home and saying, hey, you know, we did this. And then you get those stories about how your mama or your auntie or your neighbor and what they went through, and you get those memories. So I guess, you know, you're right in a sense of speaking, because it's just like this. Back in the day, we had to believe that the police wasn't beating us down. Had to believe that the government really wasn't putting a whole bunch of black folks in jail. It was just the way it looked, you know. But we got fights now. We got ink on paper. I mean, if you never believed it before, believe it in the Obama administration. I mean, you got it on paper now, still won't believe nothing. And so that goes back to our hindsight. So, you know, you go into your own way. He don't know why it don't bother him, because there's so many other things, boy, you can't touch him in. Play with that. You see what I'm saying? So I'm having to learn that in an older position, where I want to be at understanding people and myself, you know?
Well, one thing about it, I understand the voting and not voting on both sides of it, because I haven't voted in every presidential election. And you're going to have the people on the voting side that says, well, if you don't vote, you can't say nothing. I get that, in a sense. But I also get KB saying, I'm not political, and I'm not of this world. And I get him, because we are visiting this planet, and I mean, you know, and so we are going to leave it, and we can't stop them from doing whatever they do. They're all liars anyway. And they're
okay,
gonna
but this is the point,
somebody.
Okay. You know what, Auntie, that's the point that I was trying to make, and I dropped it. But the point being made is, see, that's what I'm saying. We into a new age now where, okay, if we sitting up here dealing with a few knuckleheads, like the Republican Party snatched the rug right up out from under us and let the news make it feel that way, so that the people can think some type of way, so the votes will be swayed. And you don't know how many votes was cast but they want that thought to be in your mind. Why? And then you turn around and say what you say. Let's just show you that even what Kevin's saying, it ain't going to matter what I'm saying. Because, see, if any time you can do this and knowing the FBI don't even, that ain't even their protocol. why would I even waste my time getting all the emotional wrapped up in this? And then I say I got a truck that don't care about nuclear, and the even if I don't like where I'm at, I want my children at least to get a little taste of what I had. At least I had a decision. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't want them to be in a situation where they don't. And I talk about I want life because God in the Bible says, you know, live and multiply. And so you're going to have children and you're going to have the people that you reach out to that you aspire to see them grow, whether it's out your you know what I mean, your family, your friends. I mean, you ain't planting seeds for nothing. And so that's why I say, so if you're going to have a future, it's got to be planted on what this world plan with. And a lot of times, you know, it's only a few ones make it seem like it's one way. But if you take each individual vote and you find out that the majority ain't about that foolishness, then we still have to stand. And that's where I kind of fall short, because you ain't going to stand if you say, look, I ain't got nothing to do with this. So that's a no. If you go to the thing and say no, at least you stood. You see what I'm saying? But if you step out and the last of them saying that this is where the real world go, and it really ain't, then it's still a misconception, and it's from the believers that stepped back and didn't participate on some of the stuff that we call in the world that we try to understand, because this is stuff that they'll never indulge in. But the stuff that you need to understand, like the right to have your right over your own body, it's still going to play you the organs, the right over your organs, it's still going to play a part in government, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to take a stand. See, that's why now you got children that don't, they just go and take it to the courts. The parents are over witnesses, we ain't even going to go through that, because if they got something wrong, we're going to just take it out of their hands and they'll have to deal with them and they got. That's how they doing. So I'm just saying, it goes so deep when you having that act. The same question, why he don't, I ask myself, well, why wouldn't I if I chose not to vote? And so it's a lot of reasons that can heighten why we're in the situation we're in now. And we're going to see, because somebody ain't going to be satisfied. Now, Auntie, you can say that from the start. I told you, Donald Trump ain't going to be happy whether he win or lose. That was from the beginning of this 9 week of foolishness.
This is what I believe about Donald Trump, and people can say what they want. And just because I say it don't mean it's right. Donald Trump don't want to be president. Donald Trump set out to do this exactly. See, Donald Trump wasn't the hype man no more. When it's all said and done, to get your, as they say, to get your mojo back, you got to go out there and act a certain kind of way. If you're in church, you
That's
got to
right.
go to shouting to get people's attention. If you're in the club, you got
there
to be that fancy dancer. So Donald
there
Trump wanted to get out there in the limelight, but he didn't want to be him, and nobody else thought he'd be as far as he was. So this is what I really think Donald Trump is doing. Now, Donald Trump is a cruel, he's a cold individual. And I don't mean cold in a good way, I mean cold-hearted. Donald Trump, a lot of this stuff he's been doing, it's his character, but I do think that some of that stuff is not his character. This is why I say this. He didn't want to be president, so he was doing some of the stupid stuff, hoping that the Americans would sway away from him with some of the stupidity he was doing. But a lot of these Americans are so stupid that was their turn on. So that got him more votes, and he's like, God dog it. That didn't work. So that's why he's saying, if the votes don't go my way, I might not accept it and all the stuff. Because there's no way that I could believe that someone with sanity would do half the stuff that Donald Trump's doing in the media. Now, they might try to hide it, but not in the media.
It ain't no might try. After the FBI came in the way it did, you know good and well it's the Republicans having their throwing the stone high in their hand. Ain't no other muscle behind that. That's why they've been dreadlocking on Obama. And then they want to sell out. They do not want to talk about what's ink on the paper. And they still are not going to be able to address why they shut down the Congress. Things ain't happening. They in dreadlock. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. And then go turn around and say, okay, we weren't talking about Hillary. We knew that from the time you dropped news that it was an investigation. You made it very clear it was about a wiener. Had nothing to do with a Hillary.
Well,
so,
I mean,
so
you,
that's, But it's the power behind that. That means that it don't matter how right or wrong you is, they showed you that it's going to get to the public, it's going to get to the media, and I'm going to let you think the way I want you to think. And I'm going to the people that want to hate, I'm going to give you every reason to. So it ain't going to too much convincing, but the truth of the matter is they show you Republican. They got it to, they hurting from Obama making them get right. I'm telling you, they hurting.
And if you can think back to when and I'm only speaking on the United States government because that's all I know. But if you could think back to any time you heard something like about some hackers, whether it be your credit card or business, it was never another country. So it all was a plot in itself to – I mean, let me tell you something. The country puts in place what they already want.
Thank you.
Half the time when we think we're doing something, the government already got that stuff in place. I mean, so we can't be blind out to that, you know. So that's why I say on KB's behalf, I want, and I'm with you, Miss Roy, I want my kids to have a better future, and I'm hoping and praying for that. But the government already had this stuff in place, and ain't nothing we can do about it. And they paint these pictures because, to be honest now, if you knew of him, How much did you know of him, or how long did you know of him before President Obama jumped in the presidential pool?
Right, because he had,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, he had already failed. He already failed when he ran for Senate the first time. So it wasn't like he hit him,
people,
you know what I mean?
The government grooms people and put them in place. That's Democratic and Republican.
Exactly,
I mean,
they do it on both sides.
That's just how I feel. So on that aspect, I'm with KB. Well, I don't want to deal with that when I feel this way. And I have no harsh feelings for nobody who feels that way because I'm with him. But on the other side of it, I'm with you on, maybe I'm wrong in the thoughts that I'm thinking, and maybe it's not like that. So just in case it's not, I'm going to have for my children what my grandmothers and great-grandmothers didn't have. So, I mean, it all plays a part. So, I mean, everything that's in of this planet is revolving around some type of plan. So, you know, whether it's something you plan or the government plan or what have you. KB, let me ask you this.
Right.
Do you ever get any flack from anybody when they say that, when they know that you don't vote? Does anybody jump on you and say, well, man, why don't you vote? Or you crazy because you don't vote or anything like that?
I hear differing opinions all the time, but the point of the matter is I don't complain about politics and what's going on in this country because I know who's really in charge.
Exactly.
And as far as my children are concerned, it's not going to be about no government. It's going to be about me and what I teach them, what I and their mother teaches them. It's not going to be about no government.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be about that. We're going to live here, and we're going to abide by the rules here because that's what we're supposed to do. But as far as the government controlling my home, like some people think, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. It's not.
I have
with
a problem.
Okay, with all due respect, understand when I say this to you guys, that has nothing to do with government. You got to raise your children. That wasn't on the table in the first place. I'm just saying, when we talk about voting, that ain't got nothing to do. This ain't got nothing to do with raising your child. That's your job. That's your responsibility as a husband.
No, but
in
this country,
period.
Though.
No, that's
country,
what I'm saying to you. That's what you see. This is what I say to you. That goes back to where you place it because, like, people really do say that. He asks you, what do they say? Do they make you feel bad? The truth of the matter is they ain't never even got to bring the conversation up because you ain't even going to be interested in it. So you ain't got to even ask me nothing. And believe it or not, it's very seldom that the conversation going to ever even come up. They don't trust and believe that. But when it goes back to saying, no, the government ain't going to tell me how to raise my child, no, that wasn't their job in the first place because that is the number
exactly.
two thing to say it out loud.
Exactly.
They don't do that. I don't care who I vote for. Trust and believe
that.
Right.
I mean, on everything.
Exactly.
So I catch you. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is, it takes some evolving to try to figure that. I think that's where peace comes. Because you know,
right,
you got to understand both sides and be living it and start acting like you. You know what I mean? Don't be mad about it. Live it. And that's how
yeah.
we should find peace. That's just how we find peace. Because
I'm living it.
Believe it or not, ladies and
gentlemen, I'm living peacefully.
You feel me, Mama? All you got to do is live. Let live.
And look at
KB,
I know you are because, you know, you know, I'm outside looking in, but you seem to be living lovely. You seem at peace with everything that I see you going through, you know. And like you said, we're gonna all
Absolutely.
Have trials. But and Maria, I mean, I see you, even though you've gone through a few things lately, and you've discussed them on the air, you're living peacefully. You may have some strains,
right,
I mean, just like Mr. Sickle was, but
I'm trying to tell you the truth. Now, I am listening. I would say this to you, sis. We are on the air now. I'm 21 years. I'm a single woman now. And like I said, through all that, it ain't about, you know, making somebody feel bad about nothing. You live your truth. You ain't got to look by feeling bad and hating. You just move forward. God move people seasons of a lifetime. It ain't easy, but you got to know you was a participant. So don't hate, appreciate, and move on.
Well, believe it or not, like I said, these 30 minutes have flew by. I'm sorry, we about to have to get out of here. But I want to read this before we go. Though I did a blog the other day, and I put it on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. I want to read it real quick. I know it's almost 7 o'clock, and I think all the polls, if they didn't close at 6, they closed at 7. But I want to read a blog and share it with you all, anybody who's listening who, I mean, I'm sure it's too late now because I say the poll's about to close, but I titled it No Trump Card. And Donald Trump has been claiming that he sexually harassed him. Bill Cosby had the same claims brought upon him, and the nation went into an uproar, then quickly criticized and crucified him. Networks quickly dropped his television show. Universities took back the honorables. He has automatically been declared guilty. Many wanted to and still want him to be thrown under the jail. The comedian himself has become the butt of jokes. He has been labeled negatively, and he is no longer considered America's favorite dad. Now, Donald Trump, on the other hand, can be caught on video and audio degrading women, talking about being a 10-year-old's girl's future boyfriend. How pedophile is that, I ask? And talk about, in a braggadocious manner, how he freely and without consent grabs women's vaginas. That's not the word I use, but about punching in the mouth of people who don't agree with or support him, lie about not knowing or getting support from the former imperial wizard of the KKK, David Duke, and even openly disagrees with his own VP, Mike Pence. Donald Trump's own political party, the Republican Party, has distanced itself from him, and he's still being praised. Is being defended, has even more supporters, and is still able to remain on the ballot with chances to become America's newly elected president. As a black man, I can easily say that if a President Obama were to do or say any of the things that Donald Trump has, then President Obama would not be wearing his prestigious title. It could be said that if any presidential candidate were to do these things, that they most definitely would not hold a place in the highest office that our nation has to offer. So why is Donald Trump seeming to get a pass on all of this? Donald Trump is trying to defame presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton by bringing up her husband, former President of the United States, Bill Clinton, and his past mistakes while in office. Here's the thing. Bill Clinton, while in office, was acquitted, which means that he was found innocent. And Hillary, not Bill, is running for president. I hear Trump followers and supporters saying, and I quote, "While the video of him is truly disgusting, his other policies like improving the health care policy and lowering taxes still stand, and those that matter to me right now," end quote. In closing, I was going to ask, what is this nation coming to? But when I see the people of this country that I live in and love, the United States of America, act the way that they do in 2016, we don't seem united, and it deeply concerns me. I see the openly displayed racism the following afoul of forward marches of supporters of the known documented criminal who boastfully states, and I again quote, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and
shoot
I wouldn't
somebody.
Lose any voters. Okay, it's like incredible, end quote. When I hear things like this coming from a presidential candidate and I see our country still this divided, it is incredible, and it makes me afraid of our future, our children's future. Donald Trump has been caught up in his lies quite often during this presidential debate, saying that he hasn't said the very things that are all caught on videotape. It's sad. It truly is. So here's my question. Is this who we as Americans want in our driver's seat? Is Donald Trump the person we need as our fearless leader to be in control for the next 4 years? No, he is not. Make America great again? Here's a great idea. How about we as Americans all come together as one and unify our already great nation? Ladies and gentlemen, it was a short show. I'm glad you all joined us. Miss Maria, I'm glad you came in. KB, I'm glad you came in. For all your listeners, I hope you did whatever you wanted to do, whether that was vote or not vote. But anyway, we have to get out of here. And as I always say in closing, I want you to keep your head up, stay focused, and always let your good times outweigh your bad times. Good night, everyone.